The children's catechism this week is, what is the third commandment? The answer is, the third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Now you're going to have other questions that relate to what the third commandment teaches us. So we will save that for that. But the fact that this is the third commandment, and the fact that he has a name, and that it is possible to take his name in vain, that is important here. In the sequence of the commandments, the first commandment was that only God is God. The Ten Commandments begin with the possibility, the sad possibility of having non-gods as false gods. And then the second commandment taught us to worship God properly. So there was a proper way of worship. And if you don't worship God the way that he says, then his word teaches us that instead you are worshiping worship, or worshiping yourself, or as the one who invents worship, and so forth. Well, there's a third aspect now of interacting with the true and living God, and that is with his name. Not just his name as he gives it to us to speak, and his name as he places upon us by covenanting with us and binding us to himself, identifying himself with us, but his name in terms of his self-disclosure, how he makes himself known to others. That is what we mean when we say his name. We'll talk about taking his name in vain later, but the fact that that's a possibility indicates to us, reminds us, instructs us that his name is very weighty, that his name is heavy, it's big, it's greater. We stick to the earth because the earth is so big that all of the nuclei of all of the atoms pull on each other and pull on the atoms that we are made out of. And the earth doesn't go flying off into space because the sun is so big that all of the atoms in the sun are pulling on the earth. And so they are very weighty things. Well, God is more weighty than everything else put together. And God's name is to be treated as greater than all of the creatures taken together. His revealing who he is, not just who he is in himself, but his revealing who he is more weighty than everything else put together. And so that's going to have implications. That's going to make a difference for how we live as those who have his name on us, and how we think as those who have been given to hear and know certain things about him, and how we speak. And so we'll think about those things in the next catechism question. But just for now, the reality of the greatness of his name is communicated by the fact that this is the third commandment. You know, Sophia, because of the season of life that you're in, you might feel like the first commandment is honor your father and your mother. And that's one that you're reminded of a lot. But the order of the commandments really does by itself communicate priorities in life. The godness of God, the right way of coming to him, and now the right way of belonging to him, thinking about him, speaking about him. And we'll hear about what that right way is in next week's questions.